name is Cosette, and I'm coming to you from California.
And I'm Camille, also coming to you guys from California, and you're listening to the Everything and More podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to follow us so that you always get updated on when we are uploading awesome content and episodes for you guys. Guys, this week we're back and we have a very special guest this episode. Everyone, please welcome Soleil West.
Woo! Hi guys, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Thank you for coming on. I was on Instagram one day just scrolling because I was actually looking for stuff about hair, and I saw this one artist that I follows you, and I was like, oh my gosh, who is this girl? Look at, she's so fly, look at her. I was like, her hair is everything, because I'm on my personal hair journey. So I was like, oh my gosh, we have to get her on the podcast. And yeah, so we're super excited to have you.
Yes, I am really excited.
Yay.
Yes. So basically we start every week with our highs and lows. So we say like the best thing that's happened this week and like the worst thing that's happened this week. So Camille, if you want to start us off with that.
Yes, I could start us off with that. Well, it's only Monday, so.
Okay, well, what happened in the past week?
Okay. So the worst thing that happened to me in the past week, I was at work and they didn't pay me. And I was like, right, that's so disrespectful. And hey dad, I know you're listening, so I like bought a Jonas Brothers t-shirt, so and I wasn't getting paid, so like it's fine, it's okay. But that was also, that's honestly also a high, let's be real. Like I bought,
yeah, Jonas, true, you got a new t-shirt, that's pretty cool.
Yes. And
so is that your high?
Yes. And this interview, one. I love doing interviews. Yes. I'm very excited, that's also my high. So those are my highs. Cosette, what about you?
Okay, so I don't really have like a worst thing that happened, but I have like a funny story that happened today. Okay, so today I was at the gym and I like turn around and I'm like, oh, I'm done with this machine, like you use it now. But I was like walking as I was like my head was looking back, and then I literally ran into a pole. And yeah. So funny. And then the guy was just like staring at me. Yeah, I ran to the pole and then I just walked as fast as I could away. But yeah, that was funny. But then like the best thing that's happened this week, I don't really know. Like I've gotten a good amount of sleep, so that's pretty good. Yeah, nothing really other interesting things. So yeah, what about you?
Oh, I don't really have any lows, but I do have like a high. So if you guys are probably looking or seen it. I had my mural done, I think, last week. And so we went to go and see that. It's in LA, like Inglewood area. So that was really good experience.
It was really so cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Wow. That's like 20 minutes away from me. I could go drive and see. Yeah.
What was that like? Cool. Seeing a mural of yourself? Was that awesome?
Yeah, it was actually really cool. But you know, I sometimes don't like looking at myself, like when I'm like looking at my pictures, I'm just really in for it for the physical photo shoot, but then the pictures are just like for my mom and like Instagram.
Yeah.
And so I usually don't look at them, so like seeing myself like on like that big was kind of weird, but you know, I definitely think it was a really good experience.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
That's so cool.
I guess we're just going to jump right in now and talking more about that. So tell us about yourself. How did you get into modeling and what are you up to now? Just all the things. Give us the one, the 911, 411.
Right. So how I started modeling. So I started modeling when I was 3. And so basically we were at a skating rink and this guy was like, I want to shoot you. And then we were like, wait, what? Because, you know, we didn't know what shoot he meant. So
yeah.
He was a photographer. And so I did the shoot and I was like, this is the best thing ever. I want to like do this until I die. And then, you know, that's basically how I just got started into modeling. And then for runway, so I started doing runway when I was about 7. And so I was doing like a rehearsal for a show. And this guy was like, "Are you ready for New York Fashion Week?" And I was like, "New York Fashion Week?" Because, you know, New York Fashion Week is like so big, it has 10,000 people. And I was only like walking in front of like a good 100. And so I was like, "No, probably not this time." And then so he came to ask me. He asked me again, I think, next season. And so we were like, okay, sure. And so I did that. That was the one where I had like the yellow tube dress kind of thing. And that was my first time. It was definitely really scary because, I mean, it had like a bunch of people. And I think that was when I was 8. And then I walked in New York Fashion Week at Madison Square Garden, in which when I walked out, my mom and my brother was like, "Hold up, who is that?" Because they did not even know like how I even like got that walk. And then, you know, that happened. And then when I was about just when I turned 10, I just about got my first pair of heels. And, you know, I actually had my show in Palm Springs, in which I was wearing the the pink romper. And it was like the side profile, if you guys know that one. And a designer, which was David Tupaz, he was like, "I want her to close my show in New York Fashion Week." And I was like, "Wait, what?" He was actually one of the designers that I wanted to walk for when I went to New York Fashion Week for the first time when I was watching all of the designers. And so it was definitely, you know, really nerve-wracking. And so nobody even knew. So we just there and nobody knew. And so I did it, but you know, it was you know, very hard because I remember when I was practicing, I could not, like, how I whipped the jacket, I could not do it to save my life. But then once I actually got on stage, then I actually did it. So that was, you know, really cool.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, so you was.
And how old are you now, by the way?
I am 12.
Oh my gosh, you're as old as like my little sister. My little sister's 12 too.
So like, Kazette and I, like, we're embarrassing. And you're just up here.
We're like 19. We're doing
amazing stuff. Walking in New York Fashion Week. That's so iconic. That's amazing. Like, congratulations. First off, applause to you. Yeah.
Wait, so is like, is regular modeling and runway modeling like a lot different?
Yes, actually, it's like a lot different. Like regular modeling is like commercial stuff, something you'd see like Walmart, Target. And then runway modeling is like more of like the serious stuff, like the catwalks and all that in New York Fashion.
Which one do you like better? Do you like runway modeling better?
Mm-hmm. I actually, you know, really enjoy both of them. So mm-hmm. I don't think I can pick one.
Yeah, so you like them equally.
That's so cool. So as you kind of got into this, who would you say is your biggest modeling inspiration, or are there multiple?
Yes, there's actually multiple, or actually two. So one I would say is Lears Croft. She is my model mom. She was on season 16 of Project Runway, and she won the model part of it. And she is a plus size model, and so she speaks up about model diversity. And, you know, I've met her a couple times. She's like really great, and, you know, she's really nice. And then I'd also say Naomi Campbell, because of course her walk is amazing.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, if that is the name to know, right? Naomi Campbell. Right. So that's super cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So like, what is like the coolest thing that you've gotten to do, like, with modeling?
For modeling wise, I actually don't know. I feel like I've done a good variety of things. So I can't exactly pick one because, you know, I'll just say Madison Square Garden because, Madison Square Garden because, you know, that was so cool. Really cool. And I think out of probably all the times I walked, that probably had the most people, I'm pretty sure. So that was also really nerve wracking, but it was really cool.
Yeah.
And, also, I went to London for World Afro Day, and I didn't exactly get to walk there, but you know, it was really cool to, you know, go out of the country.
Yeah, to go there
for my first time, and you know, it was definitely really cool.
So you get to like travel a lot with modeling?
Yes, I've been to a couple places, but the main two places are LA and New York.
Okay. Yeah. That is so cool.
That's awesome. And so like, what would you say your goals are? Like, do you see yourself modeling long term?
Yes, actually I do see myself modeling for or just basically until I die, because I've been saying that since I was three. And I also would like to be a fashion designer. I'm not exactly sure how, because I'm kind of scared about like the sewing part of it, but you know, I'm like, open my own boutique. Mm-hmm. I think that would be really cool.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be awesome. So awesome.
We just had a conversation with someone. The episode's not out yet, but we just talked to someone who designs and now she's a stylist. So that's super awesome. Yeah. Look out for that episode. Maybe you could pick up some tips. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So is it hard to like balance modeling and school?
No, actually, because I have been homeschooled before Corona, so it's been really easy for me to balance everything. But before I was homeschooled, I would just, you know, ask my teacher about what the homework was, and they would just give me the homework, and if I would drive to LA, then I would like do my homework like on the way back, even though it's like dark and I'd have like a flashlight. And I also remember one time we were in New York in the train, and I had like some schoolwork that I had to do. So I was just doing it in the train, even though after I was, I guess, train sick. And but I usually just, you know, do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. That's a good balance. Better balance than me. And I'm not even doing anything. Kind of moving on from that, would you say, also this is just a side question, actually. I noticed that you talk about wanting to go to Howard University. Is that still like a big dream of yours? How did that come about?
Yes, actually, I still do want to go to Howard. I actually first said that when I was 5 years old, because that was when my sister went to Howard, because my sister went there, and then my brother also went there. So I was just like, you know, I'm gonna follow in their footsteps and go to Howard too. And, you know, because they also have the homecoming, which I walked for, I think, two times, because, you know, they have the fashion designers. So I think that would be really cool to, you know, participate in that. And, you know, I just definitely do want to still go to Howard.
That is awesome. My best friend goes to school there. So I was like, wow. Because when I saw that, I was like, Howard, this is great. My best friend Jasmine goes to Howard University. So another future bison in our mix, I see.
Yes, definitely.
So also, I guess, kind of shifting the conversation, you talk a lot about being a texture activist and talk about hair and wearing your hair naturally. Could you explain what that means, possibly for some of our listeners who don't know what a texture activist is?
Basically, a texture activist is basically someone who wants to push training for the hairstylists that basically don't know how to do natural hair, because, you know, sometimes when I would be on set, the hairstylist would like look at me weird and they'd like sigh, because they're just not trained enough to do natural hair. So, you know, I've wanted to, you know, push the media to, you know, do better. And I've also, when I spoke out about it on Instagram and on Twitter, we've seen a lot of people that are hairstylists and saying that in like the schools, they don't dedicate a lot of time for natural hair. So, you know, I was like, you know, I think that's really sad, because, you know, they should be included, especially if they have a chance of being, you know, a part of whatever, or, you know, the job. And, you know, I just knew that there are a lot of girls out there that were also going through the same thing. And I knew that it was definitely really hard on some people. So I just want to say that, like, it's not your fault, and that it's the hairstylist's fault for, you know, not just doing better.
Yeah. And you mentioned just now, like, being on set and being in that type of situation. Is there like a specific moment that sticks out to you where someone was like, we can't do this, like, we have nothing, we don't know how to work with your hair? Can you talk about that maybe?
I was on set, And so she was trying to like put my hair in like a ponytail, I think. And I think it was just for me like to try on some clothes, but then she put my hair in a ponytail. And when I'm putting on and taking off clothes and shirts, then my hair is not gonna like lay down correctly. So then she would just let me go and take the picture, and my hair did not look right. So my mom was trying to like tell me like brush up my hair. And so it just, of course, it didn't work well. And, you know, it was kind of sad that the hairstylist wasn't really paying attention or didn't try to do something about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sorry you had to go through that, but it's good that now you are working and telling people like this is the reality and this is incorrect. Like people should know how to do my hair regardless of, right. Because I'm, you know, you're given the task to show up. It's their job to be able to work with you and do that. So that's good that you speak on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, like, what would you say is, like, the hardest part of being a model?
I would definitely say it's the hairstylist, of course. But besides the hairstylist, I definitely enjoy just modeling in general.
So, like, what inspired your hashtag Kinky Hair Matters? Like, those situations are what inspired it?
Yes, actually, those are the situations that inspired it, because I knew that a lot of people just weren't really knowledgeable about, you know, our hair texture and didn't know how to do it. And you know, Hollywood, like on like billboards, let's say they don't usually show a lot of girls with kinky hair. They usually just go with you know, curly hair. They don't usually have a lot of girls, yeah, with type 4 hair or anything. So, you know, I definitely also want to push the industry in general to, you know, have more type 4 hair models.
Exactly. Right. I love that. Because I talk about that all the time, especially now. And I know Cosette and I have had several conversations where, mm-hmm, like growing up, we didn't see as much people with, mm-hmm, our hair texture. Just off the top of my head, talking about like Zendaya or Raven Simone, like their hair, or like the Maori twins, like their hair was always pressed and stuff in movies, or at least like in their Disney movies and those, right, things. Yeah. I know that the Maori twins, they wore their hair naturally for a time on Sister Sister, but other than that, like it's not normal for them to be wearing their hair naturally. And like, mm-hmm, I do think that the industry, they're doing better now compared to back then, but they still have a lot of work to go and they still have a lot of room to do better. So it's good, yes, that you're talking about that, because people see that, you know, people see, because I mean, that's how I found you. And then other people too, they'll think and they'll sit back to themselves and be like, wow, I really haven't seen that many people wearing their hair naturally on television. Right. So that's awesome.
Right. But I definitely think that they're doing better, as I say, because we've seen a lot of, I think it was actually some Super Bowl commercials with people or girls with natural hair or type 4 hair. So, you know, we thought that was a big improvement.
Yeah. Like when we were growing up, literally like all I ever saw was like people with like straight hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely really good that right, you are being an activist for this. But so like, how do you combat like any like negative like comments or opinions that people say to you?
Well, we usually just ignore them. We just ignore them as much as possible. Or sometimes we just, you know, laugh it off, or we just ignore it.
And that is the attitude to have. We don't need their comments.
Right.
They're unnecessary. additions, you know, to our comment sections and all that stuff. So tell us about the Chatty Chick and like what your vision is for that. It says you're the CEO. You said you're 12 and you're a CEO. That's incredible.
Yes. Okay, so I started the Chatty Chick when I was 7 years old because we were getting a lot of messages from parents or just adults with kinky hair or just natural hair saying that I didn't like my hair or my daughter didn't like hair until I started to show them your page and they just started to, you know, love their hair again. And, you know, that inspired me to, you know, make my own teacher company that was mainly dedicated to girls with natural hair. But at some point, we realized that a lot of different people were wearing it. Like we've seen boys wearing it. We've seen girls with long, straight hair. We've seen girls with red hair, blonde, curly hair. So we decided to make them for the whole family. But then, you know, last year with all of like the Black Lives Matter stuff and all the protests in general, I decided to use my t-shirts as a way for activism. Like I, one says protect kids, not pedos, and America will be great when we all have equal human rights. And I have, you know, during like the voting time, I had the Black Lives Matter fist holding like the vote sign because I think that it's really important for Black people to vote because, you know, not too long ago, we did not have the right to vote. So I think that we should take advantage of the time to vote every single time or every single time. Yeah.
Right. Wow. You're just so eloquent in the way you speak.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I was not
doing this at 12.
Yeah,
that's so cool that you're literally, yeah, that's so cool that you're literally doing like all these things and you're 12. Oh my gosh. Like, so like what grade are you in? Are you like in seventh grade, sixth grade?
Yes, I am actually in seventh grade. I think I did 2 years in 1 year. So yeah.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Oh, my gosh. So you're moving ahead.
kind of, this is my last question. I think we have one more after this. But what would you say to girls who would come to you about, like, I don't know, like, they struggle wearing their natural hair? Like, what do you, like, do you have any advice for girls who would come to you like that? Because I know at my age, I wish I had someone kind of to be there and to tell me like it'll be okay, or like you can, you have the power to wear it naturally and still be normal. So any advice for anyone out there listening struggling with that?
Yes, actually, I would just say that your hair is perfect the way it is. That is the way that God made you, and that you do not have to change yourself to feel beautiful or to fit in.
That is incredible. I'll put that on a t-shirt. We need, all of us need that.
Yeah. So our last question that we have is, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Like, what would you want to be doing in 5 years?
Ooh, 5 years. Okay. So I would say that I hopefully am getting more into like the designing, and I also would like to walk internationally, like somewhere in Africa, South Africa, Nigeria, Lagos, or any of those places. And, you know, I think those are actually like the main two things that I'd like to achieve within 5 years. But yeah.
Wow, those are great goals to set for yourself. Yeah, so I hope to see you achieve those. Thank you so much for talking with us. I just again, like, I feel so knowledgeable now about,
I know, yeah,
modeling and things and
modeling. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So,
so cool.
Man, who knows? Maybe I'll be a model. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I can't do the walk. But thank you so much, Soleil, for joining us. If you guys are listening on Spotify, like I said at the beginning, make sure to follow us. You know the drill. If it's on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. Yes, and if you're a girl out there listening, and specifically a Black girl, like, love your hair. I think that's a task that I guess is just so hard for a lot of people. And I know, especially for me growing up, like, that was hard. Like, I just recently started doing that. So don't be afraid to be yourself and to love your hair for what it is, because you are so unique. All of us are so unique. None of us have our hair the same. And it's so intricate to work with, and it's beautiful in its design. So just love your hair. Yes. And guys, we will be back with a new episode next week. Don't forget to share it with your mom, your sister, your cousin, your dog's owner. That didn't make any sense, but send it to everybody. We love you guys so much. See you next week. Bye. Bye.